had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I'm going to want my experts in here. Maybe the second hour. I started doing it now, but I'll wait until the beginning of the second hour. My experts, I have a question. Maybe I do it now after the open, have my experts to come in. I have a question for the experts. I haven't talked to the experts in a while. 888-7753-773. And my biblical question is a doozy. Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you just can't sit and watch the show. You're like, darn it, I want to watch the show, but I got to go and pick some cotton. I got to go to the fields. Or I got to take my children to daycare center somewhere because I don't love them enough to stay home and raise them. I need to be at a job getting my thrills from pretending I'm a good worker. Or you're attacking ICE because you pretend you love the illegal aliens more than the citizens. Or you're a Somalian here in this country and you're stealing all the money if you're doing that. Whatever you're doing, or you're just going to the gym or whatever, you can podcast the show, but you can also listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me on coffee.com/Jesse Lee. No, JLP Talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. Not only is it Manhood Hour Wednesday, Bond. Oh, Not only is it Wednesday, I'm distracted. It is. Where you throw it?
It's behind the phone. Yep. It's a piece of the pillow. It's a piece of pillow from the front.
Oh, Derek, like, what y'all doing? Not only is it Mad Hood Hour Wednesday in the third hour, it is Black Excellence Wednesday. That was then when America was amazing. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep black. Amazing. Black excellent. Because we love the blacks. And our purpose is to point all people back to the source of life. Back to life, back to reality. Amazing. So, Derek, can I get you to see you for a minute? You're one of the experts, my producer. I just have a quick question for my experts. And I was pondering this. Yesterday I taped right after the but around 11 a.m. I taped three brand new episodes of The Fall of State, 3 hours after the three-hour radio show yesterday. It was amazing. And so during the taping of the show, this occurred to me. So I asked some of the guests, maybe one or two of the guests at the different hours, this question. And so I'm like, it's a very interesting question. So I'm thinking, let me ask my experts and see what they had to think about it, because the experts are brilliant. They are the smartest, most brilliant experts on this side of heaven.
You can't see my notes.
Right.
What notes? Any notes that you write? I can't see them.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So we're trying to get it all. We are working here.
Oh, shoot. Don't do that. That's mine.
He hates you.
You're in the way over here.
So let me do this first. Way to my 4-4 right and your left is a brand new expert, the producer of Punchy TV, Kurt, the producer and an expert now on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hey, Kurt.
What's up?
You got it. And next to Kurt is the host of the American Anchor, baby.
I'm on it. You got it.
And an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then my producer, the producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and an expert, Derek.
Testing, hey. How's it going?
E Black. And next to Derek, the host of The Hate Report.
Hey.
And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
So my question is, and I'll start with Kurt first. Kurt, you're the expert. Tell the world, what is your life all about?
Overcoming hell. Getting out of hell.
Overcoming hell. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
How about you, Anchor Baby?
Thinking about overcoming hell. Why are you laughing? And why am I laughing? There's nothing funny about that. I don't even know why.
I know.
But
it is a little honest. I'm trying to be a little honest here, and it's sometimes thinking too much about that, and it's a lot. It is. This is an honest question, Jesse. What is my life all about? It's about me and my thrills sometimes. But it is about, I do think about that a lot.
You think about what a lot?
About overcoming.
Okay. Amazing. So that's what your life is about?
Yeah.
All right. And Derek, what is your life about?
My life is about...
What is your life all about?
My life's all about putting the will of God in the frontal lobe. It is all about just keeping God first and making sure that His will be done at all times, making sure that I am not in the way, and recognizing when I am in the way and getting out the way. It's getting ready for eternity, because this life is short and every day isn't promised. So understanding the mission, understanding why you're here on this earth is really my, that's really my duty. And representing the people here on this earth, my peers and the generation to come, taking responsibility for that future person, that future young person to come, thinking less about myself. I find that's where peace lies. And yeah, to wrap it all up is just making sure that God's will be done and that I'm representing this country well. That's pretty much, that pretty much kind of sums it up.
And how are you doing all that?
Staying, using my First Amendment right. Using my First Amendment right. And my God-given rights. Staying vocal. Staying vigilant. Observing the things around me, getting into the Word, and remembering why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Hake, what is your life all about?
My life is seems to be all about working and playing.
Playing the field.
I don't disclose. It's kind of funny because when I'm playing, I'm thinking about working. And when I'm working, I'm thinking about playing.
What you playing?
Playing the field?
No, I don't disclose. No, I'm not going to answer your question.
I heard you that time, Jesse.
So mysterious.
He's a player. And a player when I hate. And don't hate the player.
He's thinking about work during, so it's just so, it's so captivating.
Amazing. So... So is your life the things that you do and the things that happen to you?
That's the way I think of it.
How about you, Derek?
One more time?
Is your life the things you do and the things that happen to you?
It's a part of it. It's not my life. I mean, it's a part of it, but it's not my whole life.
So the things you do and the things that happen to you is part of your life?
Yeah, because the things that happen to me...
The things you do and the things that happen to you is part of your life?
Yeah, they're a part of my life because I can use the things that happen to me and give a testimony, relate to people, converse with people. I can do that. So it's not, it's a part of my life, but it's not the main part.
What's the main part?
Spreading the word.
And then the word.
Have you heard the good news?
That's right. Christ is King. Anchor Baby, is your life about the things that you do and the things that happens to you?
It just seems that way, and yeah, I answered with the things that I do and the things that happen to me, because it seems like they're just like I'm living through them sometimes. Okay. So, but some part of me knows it's wrong. Like I should know. Like I know the answer. Oh no, and that's worse maybe. But yeah, when I haven't answered this question, that's like that's what's like what I'm caught up in during the week, right? That's how I was trying to think about it.
How about you, Kurt? Is your life about the things you do and the things that happens to you?
Yeah. Only in the moment, though.
What do I mean?
Only in that moment.
What do I mean?
Or in this moment.
Into the...
Not things that happened to you before, but your life right now.
Oh, so your life are the things that happen to you and the things you do right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning what?
That's the life I'm living. I'm the life I'm observing.
Okay. Amazing. In the final words.
It's when the Bible talks about life.
It's a new word.
And you will have life. I don't necessarily think that it's the stuff that we're thinking. You know what I mean?
What's this stuff?
What do you
like,
mean?
Say, a person in prison. A lot of times these guys were in prison. And
the black guys?
They were, no, I'm talking about the guys.
Racism?
There were no blacks in the Bible.
Oh.
Except for two.
Jesus was black. No, I'm just kidding. Don't quote me. Don't quote me.
Rabbit hole open.
I'm kidding around. I don't know or care. But I'm talking about like the apostles or whatever they were,
right,
who went to prison and stuff like that. Yeah, they were living life still.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
That makes me think of my caller who was saying that he's basically an illegal and might get deported or something in DACA. And like, I know it's not maybe ideal, but they're thinking their life is like going to end. But that's not true.
What's DACA?
DACA.
The illegals, the kids
oh,
of illegals.
He said DACA. Oh,
yeah, that's how they pronounce it. They try to
DACA,
act white.
DACA? I said DACA yesterday. It sounded wrong. Like DACA, D-A-W or something.
What? How do you say it? What is it?
So it's DACA?
It's
got the
short
frame.
Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
And how do you say it?
DACA.
And you said DACA?
I said DACA.
Lean back. There you go.
Like, nice.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You like that?
Producer,
you like
paying
that?
Attention. We're all big.
Well, yes.
But back
his
to
life that. Wasn't going to end.
What?
His life wasn't going to end.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I had a question. What do you mean by living life exactly? What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Who are you talking to, hate?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you said they were in jail.
When I said that they were
prison,
having
but
life.
They still were living life.
Yeah. I think of the notion of being free even when you're a slave, and being a slave even when you're quote-unquote free. People are not living, they're like dead inside, whereas other people are unbothered by their situation.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see, living from the inner.
And the disciples were not bothered by their situation?
I imagine not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Interesting.
Okay. I could agree.
You do?
Yeah, living from the inner peace. That sounds like something that only happens when you live from within.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I agree. I don't know.
Amazing.
I mean.
All right. Hey, what are you talking about today on the Hate Report?
Wouldn't you like to know?
God would, too.
I do have some things
written
down.
He doesn't know. God doesn't know. And y'all will know when it happens.
There is some interesting stuff in the news.
Okay.
They're targeting the pregnancy centers.
Who?
The liberals, the Soros DAs or AGs or whatever they are.
What do you mean they're targeting them?
Well, you know, a lot of these are nonprofits, and
right.
they say, oh, hey, we are raising money as a pregnancy center.
Right.
And they're like, this went to the Supreme Court. That's misleading. They say, oh, you don't provide abortions, and you don't tell them that you don't provide abortions. And so it's kind of like Obama-level targeting of the Tea Party, of the election integrity groups. Now it's Obama targeting the pregnancy centers.
Do the people who offer abortions, do they offer a life? Do they say you shouldn't do this? Or do they just give you an abortion?
They give you an abortion.
They don't say you... They don't offer you an opportunity to think about it?
Did you know that? Yeah, they don't. And in fact, they want to ban, I mean, some of them may, but they want to ban you from even offering them some drug that reverses the abortion pill. There's a drug that can reverse an abortion pill.
Oh, yeah?
And Colorado tried to ban it, I heard.
Wow.
If I understood what I read correctly.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. I know guys, I've heard of guys, I don't know guys, but that they buy those morning after pills and keep them in their pocket. And they give it to the woman.
like secretly?
Oh. She take them. They like, here's an abortion pill just in case. A morning after pill.
Right. They claim that's not an abortion. That prevents conception.
And then the girl take the pill.
Yeah.
That is, I'm not.
You've never heard of that?
Unrelated.
That is a mind-blowing thing.
Yeah.
Everybody turn out your pockets.
What's wrong with the woman that some guy can say, here, take this morning after pill before we do what we're going to do, just in case.
Well, you take it after.
How you know?
He knows the price.
Yeah, how you know?
How much are they?
It's about $50. You go to Rite Aid.
You're right.
Dang, it's expensive.
$50. You go to
that's a lot of money.
Hey, it's not, you know. That's why
the
it's good to be Christian.
Could be worth more
I
than
guess
that.
It's cheaper than having to pay for the baby.
But eventually the baby pays for himself if he works for you.
But then you'd be dead then.
No, I mean just helping you around the house.
Ain't no baby going to help.
I took out the trash. It was rough. I fed the cat.
I mean, hey, if you have a baby, take care of the baby. But $50? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't have babies. Don't do that.
I heard that. What do you call that when parents give alliance?
Allowance. I didn't get one of those.
You didn't get them?
I wasn't spoiled.
Your parents did not give you an allowance?
Nope.
Did yours?
They tried, but no.
What do you mean they tried, but no?
My dad, I remember him talking to us. He sat me and my brother down and my sister. We were like, I'm going to start giving you guys an allowance if you guys start doing good around here, you know.
Oh, doing work.
You know, start doing work. Oh. You know, we don't have to say anything to you. That type of talk.
And y'all didn't do it?
Yeah. We stayed on it for about a month, and then after that, it was over.
And then the lights dropped, too?
Allowance. Yeah, that's
like
stopped.
It stopped.
Yeah, that stopped, too. Yeah, that stopped, too.
Good for your daddy.
Yeah.
Nick, did your parents give you an allowance?
No.
Allowance. No?
Mm-mm.
Really? How about you, Derek?
Kurt.
Yeah, no.
No?
Nope.
You know what's interesting, though?
First job was at 15, I think, at Mickey D's.
I feel like my cousins got an allowance, and they're really responsible, and they grew up to be very responsible and whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they work very well. And
so did the parents just give it to them, or they earn it at
the
house?
I think they gave. I mean, they did have to do chores, but that wasn't... that was not necessarily connected to the allowance because they always did their chores anyway. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you hate your parents because they did not give you one?
No, I was kind of proud of myself not getting an allowance because I heard of an allowance. No, I work around the house and mow the lawn and stuff and get $5 an hour, which is a lot.
The reason I ask about that because I saw a report this morning where there are parents who are giving their children $50 a month allowance or a week. Wow. However they do it. $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parents are crazy.
Yeah. No, I had to do roof work, tear off the shingles or nail some shingles on.
Way more than that, than $50.
Why?
People get way more than that. People get spoiled way more than that.
Their parents give them more than that a month or a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
Not to mention they get their phones paid for and
so
everything.
So parents don't love their children, huh?
I didn't even want to use quarters to phone the house with a payphone.
Right. Yeah. I know.
No, I want to keep my quarters.
They say that the parents, they put the money on a little computer thing, iPhones. What do you call those things?
The apps.
Apps and things like that. And the kids just use them. What this world coming to? That's amazing. So would you guys give, Kurt, last word, would you give your child an allowance?
No.
You would not? Why not?
He can learn how to work.
How about you, Nick?
Sure, but if, I may be misunderstanding the word, but if they work, do you only get allowances if you don't work? Like it's just something you just get for free? Can you get allowances if you work?
Yeah, some parents give it to them.
No matter how bad they are.
Right. It doesn't matter if they're lazy or thieves or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were. Would you do it, Nick?
Like, if they wanted money, I would give it to them, but if they work, if they do something for it.
Oh, okay. How about you, Derek?
Yeah, well, maybe to teach them to work, I'd do that.
To teach them to work?
Yeah. Give them a little bit of money for some work.
If they do something around the house to help? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, how about you, Derek?
Of course, I definitely do that. And if they decided to invest their money, I would probably give them more money to broaden their thinking.
How about you, Hate?
I don't know what I would do. Yeah. I would hope that I would be responsible by that point and raise them to be responsible whether or not they got any allowance.
I didn't even know growing up, I didn't know parents did that. I'd never heard of that before. Yeah.
It might have to be kind of tied to, like, they pay for this and they pay for that they actually have to live so they can be independent.
Amazing.
Yeah.
888-7753-773. What are you dealing with today on the American Anchor Baby? Hey, Nick.
It's a surprise. James didn't say that one, so I got to say it. To you and God. But like he was saying, there's also interesting news.
Definitely
for me.
Sure. What?
Clarence Thomas was really grilling some, I think he was a Muslim, I could be wrong about that, about him going after this Christians. And it didn't seem like this guy had any reason to go after Christians, and Clarence Thomas was really grilling him. So
that was a pregnancy center story.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Lord. Yeah, yeah.
So Abba people going after them?
Well, he looked Hindu or something. He looked like an India person to me. A Soros DA.
And Nick, you saw Justice Thomas drilling him?
That's what I saw.
Audio recording is what
right
I saw.
On,
and it
man.
Was very interesting.
Nice. My experts, thank you all very much.
Nice.
I appreciate it. Let me take a quick break. I'll be back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And then rage, from rage to responsibility. Check it out. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And couple got announcement. Brand new, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, right after my show. The guy with the good hair from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode of Punchy's TV. Punchy.tv. You don't want to miss this one. Brand new episode at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 7 p.m., the first Thursday of this month is tomorrow night, Thursday. It is the men's forum. It's the last men's forum for 2024. It's mind-blowing that this year gone by just like that. And it was an amazing year, really. I cannot find the words to express. So I'm looking forward to the men's forum. And ladies, yours is the third Thursday, so relax. The last one for the ladies of 2024, the third Thursday of the month. And last but not least, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing but fun conversation with Danny Polishchuk. How you say it?
Polishchuk.
What?
Polishchuk. Something like that.
He is an actor, stand-up comedian, and the co-host of the Boys Cast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So what's wrong with the black?
The ones who play their music too loud on the subway, not a fan of. All the things that the liberals were doing 2013 onwards made people objectively more racist.
Absolutely.
What a epic backfire.
Who are you?
You know what? I think I'm finding out I don't even know who I am. I might be trans tomorrow.
What is a man?
A man. God, these questions. What is...
Oh, it was fun. The FallenState.tv, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise. You don't want to miss it, all right? Amazing. It is a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And I have to tell you, in case you don't know, it's a mean, nasty, evil world out there inside of human beings. It's mind-blowing to know that, really. It's just, it's helpful to know it, but it's mind-blowing that human beings can be so wicked and mean and nasty and evil, not only to themselves, because there's something, and we mentioned this, it was brought up in church on Sunday, karma. And most people think that karma is something that if you do to somebody, then somebody else is going to do it to you. But that's not karma. Karma is when you are doing wrong toward others, it is already coming back on you, because as you're trying to hurt others, whether with false happiness, niceness, or mean, nasty attitude, it's coming back on you as you're doing it, because you're burning, you're in pain while you're trying to create pain for someone else. It's automatic coming back on you. If you doubt that, pay attention to what you're feeling and thinking, whether it's supposed to be funny or not funny, what you're feeling and thinking inside while you're trying to hurt someone else. Human beings are a mess. And it's because of evil. All human beings are evil, not one. All are evil until they start to see it, admit it to themselves, men and women, and then they will overcome evil with good. But until that happens, human beings are wicked and nasty. Christ said, and I quote, anyone that has anger, meaning resentment or whatever, is a murderer. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. And you cannot, and it's so true, you cannot and should not trust an angry person. I don't care what relationship you have with them, blood, family, and whatever. That's why families don't work. The members are evil. So, but fret not. You can overcome evil and be at peace right here on earth. Really. You don't have to wait until you die. You don't have to think that Christ is coming back one day and then you're going to be free and all that. You can be free right now because he has already returned. He's in you. The kingdom of heaven is in you. And human beings are evil. All human beings. The heart is wicked until you start to admit it. And that's what it means to confess your sin. Admit that you're evil. But it's easy for people to say, I'm good, I'm good. They lie. No such thing as a good person. It doesn't exist. Human beings are evil. Even the ones that seem so nice and sweet. You know those mama? You know, like mama all nice and syrupy and sweet. But inwardly, she's wicked. It's all a showcase personality. KTLA 5 is reporting. A woman says she was violently assaulted by, they say unhoused here, but that's a homeless person. And they always try to change the name to make themselves more emotional or something. You know how they change words in order to seduce you in one way or another? But it's a homeless person. Here they say unhoused. I can see that empty-headed Karen Bass saying, unhoused. Remember when they were bums? And they're still bums. Individual. This person was violent, according to the report, violently assaulted by so-called unhoused, but a bum, individual while walking her dog in downtown Los Angeles earlier this month. an attack captured on surveillance video. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Shared the surveillance video of what she says were some of the most terrifying moments of her life.
Pushed me up against the glass, grabbed the back of my neck and my crotch area, and I was screaming for help.
Tara remembers the man being very strong, not saying anything, just making noises. At one point, she manages to break free.
And when I finally kind of did, then that's when he hit me and tackled me to the ground.
They tumble out of view, and that's when she says her cries for help were finally answered by a man down the sidewalk who jumped into action.
He was kind of on top of the guy, and he was just hitting him in the head over and over and over.
Tara says her attacker finally got up and just walked off down the street as if nothing happened. Still stunned, she called police, but by the time they arrived, the man in the video was long gone. LAPD says it's an ongoing sexual battery investigation and believe the man is homeless, but they haven't made any arrests.
Nothing. Yeah, so he's probably still out on the streets. It's scary to think that, yeah, he's still out there.
Tara says the incident has forever changed her.
Well, now I am no longer outside by myself when there is nobody around. I always carry mace. I have a stun gun. You just have to be prepared, and
right.
I'm constantly looking over my shoulder.
And wants to share her story in hopes of warning others to always be on guard.
I hope it never does to anyone, but you have to be aware and prepared.
Amazing. Now do you believe me when I say that white people are under genocide in America? Do you believe it now? No police around. The police in Los Angeles, which y'all don't know, that's happening in L.A. over and over and over again now. The police come after the incident has happened, and the people are gone. And then it's like the police are around the corner waiting until the mean person leave. And then they show up. They never come during the incident. They have defunded the police. They have let the inmates out of the insane asylum. They have no bail bar. And then they give these people free drugs. They're already angry and lost. And they get them free drugs, which makes the situation even worse. And now Gavin Newsom, according to a report, is considering closing down all the prisons and jail for budget cuts. Just imagine what you think is bad now, and it is. It got to get worse. This, it looked like it was a white woman. Hands was white. She sound white. Can't even, that dog ain't no good. What's the purpose of having a little dog just running around you while you getting beat up? He didn't bark. He didn't attack. He didn't growl. He just ran about all happy. He didn't care anything. Look at that. Just happy, they having fun, so the dog trying to have fun, too. In his mind. See what you have done to the dogs? You have weakened the dogs. Because normally the dog at least growl trying to protect its master. That dog wagging tail, having fun. Why the owner being attacked. You have weakened the dog in the same way you weaken yourself and others. Isn't that amazing? That dog didn't bark at all. What's the purpose of having a dog?
It's cute.
Is that a thrill, huh?
Useless.
See, that dog wasn't bothered at all. That mama would be in attack.
Horrible.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. She needs a German shepherd.
She needs Jesus.
That too.
Because they are even weakening German shepherds. The big dogs, too. They're mama and them. The men and the women, not just the women.
Yeah.
And the dogs are so weak now.
They're neutering them.
Yeah. So human beings have gone to an animal state, and then they think they get love from an animal, and so they think the animal love them, so they're giving animal love back to the animal, and the animals are getting weaker. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess, huh? That dog ain't no good. Don't feed that dog. Put that dog out on the street somewhere now. Let it become tough again. Make dogs tough again. Here's another example of this is black excellence of bad behavior. Black people, you don't have to be this way anymore. You don't have to be you. You can work on yourself. And there are black men and women doing it. I see them all the time now. Not only in this country, but around the world. They're starting to pull away from the deceiving crowd that is somebody else. Well, yesterday we showed you a video where somebody, I don't know, it's a stunt for the website or what, for YouTube, but they were passing out machetes to the homeless people. Can you imagine walking down the road and there's some crazy homeless bum high with a machete? This is hell on earth. Let me show you another example of bad behavior from Clint to Houston. Nearly 2 years after a violent attack outside of a North Houston pawn shop left a man with dementia severely injured. A judge on Monday sentenced 30-year-old Trayvon Lockridge to 15 years prison. 15 years in prison for aggravated robbery. Watch it from Fox 26.
A man beats an elderly victim to the ground for trying to get into his car in December 2023 at La Michigana Food Store in North Houston. That victim's family says he was simply confused because he has Alzheimer's. The man in the red here is Trayvon Lockridge. He was arrested, but his bond was then lowered and he posted it.
And of course he gets out and he's out and, you know, now he's wanted again.
Wanted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in a shooting. It says that he fired a gun at someone's feet, had two guns on him. So you don't think any of that happened?
I don't think so. I don't think he has a gun. I don't think he had any firearms or ammunition. But if somebody did that, it was somebody else.
Amazing, huh? Black excellence. Yesterday, I had a discussion with one of my Fallen State guests, and he think that integration is a good idea, but yet blacks are not being treated well. I'm like, what the? We need to go back to segregation. You can't make somebody love you. I'm gonna make you love me. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. You can't make someone love you. Let's go back to segregation, and that way you decide as an individual who you want to play with or not. This integration thing has failed because you're trying to force people to love one another. God doesn't even force you to love one another. He told you to. He suggested you should. But if you don't want to, then you suffer. And they brought in this phony idea of civil rights and the so-called civil rights movement, and things have only gotten worse. Because you can't force someone to live together. You can't force them to let these people into your business and into your establishment if you don't want it. And then you let in the wrong kind of people. Look at those black people who've been accused of attacking that man. And the more you do for the blacks, except for those who overcome in anger, the worse they get. They haven't gotten better. They have only gotten worse. DEI. DEI. Isn't that amazing? I want integration to disappear and segregation to come back and let people decide, as they did prior to so-called integration. It has failed. Just like you can't let foreigners in our country, they don't mix. You can't force integration upon anyone. It has failed. It is never going to work. The only thing that will work is segregation, and you, as an individual, decide who you want to hang out with, who you want to live next door to, where you want to live. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Steph, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Steph, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call real quick just to give a testimony. Like I say, first-time caller, but I've been listening for years, probably like 6-7 years if I had to guess.
Right on.
And it just really helped me understand a lot. So when I first came, I was listening. Like a lot of people, just I was stuck in that left Democrat situation.
Yeah.
And help me see that, you know, to understand conservatism and the illusion of racism and all those things were great. But what really was profound, what really helped me a lot even more was as I continued to listen and continued to grow, I understand the spiritual aspect that you were talking about. And I was always kind of a Christian myself, but always deep in looking for research, trying to understand things. But the more and more I listened to you and understood you, listened to the Fallen State, listened to church, it really finally clicked where I could see myself more in that level. When you talk about the awareness, I'm able to really see myself outside of the ego. And so that's really been the biggest breakthrough with the silent prayer, just listening, taking it in, not trying to disagree, but really just being open
right
to the different things you were saying about God. And just now it makes so much sense. And I just wanted to call, just thank you for helping me to see that.
Right on, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It gets clearer and clearer and clearer. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I did. It was a few years now ago back, so I don't really remember exactly, but I know I did tell her, you know, I forgive her for the way she raised me and some of the things that she did. I don't think it was perfect the way I said it, but
right.
I didn't try to go back because
that's
I
right.
understand as I listened that, you know, just kind of let that go. But I definitely... I feel that the difference, though,
right
in our relationship.
And how about your father?
I tried to reach out to my father. I actually never grew up with my father at all. I don't even know him still to this day.
You don't know your father?
No, which is really crazy. And that's what made me actually try to get a hold of him was talking to her and the forgiveness thing. And so she tried to help me look at him a little bit. He moved to another state. I made some attempts and tried some calls and reached out to some people. But even to this day, still wasn't able to connect.
Well, just don't resent him. Whatever happened, know that he can do. He can help himself either.
Yeah, no resentment at all, though.
Right.
I'm definitely forgiving.
All right. Hold on, man. Let me take a quick break. News, if you can hold. Hold on. News break. Hate news, not the fake news. Be back in a moment. Tomorrow.
I know some people have called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
There's some serious mess going on in this old here world. It's out of control.
And but you can call into the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is there's one line open. It's Wednesday, Black Excellence Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. But first, we get 2 hours of Black Excellence. And the second hour is coming right up, guys. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. Those of you on hold, we appreciate it. JLP will get to your calls. Hang on. But you can call in right now, whether you're old or young, to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 53773, 888-775-3773. And we will get to your super chats as well. Those of you who have super chatted or will super chat over on YouTube, on Rumble, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or on Cash App using the Bond JLP. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the latest winter storm is heading on out, but a sweeping chill is moving in. Parts of the United States could face their coldest temperatures of the season. Many cities bracing for record lows. Get excited. In a special election, Republicans dodged a potentially embarrassing upset. He won by 9 points. What are you talking about? In a Tennessee special election, Commie Nonsense projects Republican Matt Van Epps, E-P-P-S, middle name Van, I guess. Or maybe that's part of his last name, two-word name, I don't know. Will defeat Democrat Aftyn, A-F-T-Y-N, Behn, B-E-H-N, for the state's seventh House district House seat over in Tennessee. His win, that's Republican Matt Van Epps' win, means Republicans will hold on to a narrow majority of the House, which will stand at 220 Republicans versus 213 Democrats. Once he's sworn into the House of Representatives in the United States, Matt Van Epps, his 9-point margin of victory marks a significantly tighter race, even though it's not very tight at all, from 1 year ago when President Donald J. Trump won by 22 points. High confidence in Trump and high need for Trump over that evil Joe Biden and cackling evil, ridiculous Kamala Harris. So the congressman-elect, a former Army helicopter pilot, I wish, he appeared to benefit from strong endorsements from Trump, Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee, and House Speaker Mike Johnson. That's nice. And Ukraine talks, a meeting between President Vladimir Putin of Russia and President Trump's top negotiators. They failed to reach a breakthrough, according to Commie Nonsense Network, if you believe them, on the plan to end the war in the Ukraine. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, sat down for the high-level discussions in Moscow on Tuesday. Isn't that nice? Hey, the nearly five-hour talks, wow, were very useful, constructive, and highly substantive. So said a top Kremlin aide, though he added some of the proposals do not suit us. Unquote, quote unquote. Some of the main sticking points stem from Putin's maximalist demands that the Ukraine shrink the size of their army, surrender some of their territory, and forego a future bid to join NATO. Doesn't that seem somewhat reasonable? Maybe? I don't know. And immigration, meanwhile, in America, the U.S. is pausing immigration applications from 19 countries, from 19 countries of concern, according to Trump administration policy memo. Exciting stuff. The countries include Afghanistan, Burma, also known as Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, whoever heard of that one, and I've heard of it, sort of. I didn't know it was a country. And Venezuela. Immigration officials announced that last week they were re-examining green cards to people from the 19 countries as well. I'm James Haake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Again, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't just sit and watch and listen to it on your phone as you move about anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Wednesday. And the first 2 hours of Wednesday, the third hour is manhood hour. The first 2 hours is, because we love the blacks, black excellence. That was then when America was amazing and black free. And this is now.
This is black excellence.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. You got to drop the anger, blacks. White people are not your problem. Believe me, not at all. Had nothing to do with slavery, nothing to do with Jim Crow. You got to forgive your mama. She has recreated her image, turned you away from your father. And now what you're missing is the love of a father, men and women, of all races, but especially the blacks. Let me go back to Steph, a first-time call out of Ohio, and he is working on himself. Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
I really want to encourage you to stay with it, and practice staying present and just watching those thoughts. Continue to just watch them and do nothing about it and go about your day, but be aware of what's going on inside of you.
Yes, I will. Yes, that's been the biggest difference for sure. Absolutely.
What is your life all about?
What is my life all about?
Yeah.
I would say being aware, seeing, experiencing through awareness. So to me, my life feels like right now it's about living in that present and just experiencing life as it unfolds.
Right on. Amazing. Well, you stay with it, man, and I don't care if the whole world turn against you. Don't get angry. They have a right to turn against you, but you just stay on that straight and narrow path.
Yes, sir. Yes. And that's what I've noticed most, too. Yeah, like I love when you say, like, two devils fighting. It's not, I don't feel like I'm, you know, two devils fighting, like, you know, fighting with other people. I feel like I'm just observing and seeing it, you know, happen. So, you know, definitely.
Right on. Yeah, don't fight with the devil inside, as you heard me say, don't fight with the devil inside of your mind or the devil inside of other people. And don't explain yourself. You don't owe the world any explanation at all. You owe them nothing. Your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your friends, your whatever. So don't argue. Just stay with it, man. It's going to be amazing, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Thank you, man. You stay with it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Andy out of Canada. Andy, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
Come close to your phone, Andy.
Yeah, my bad. How you doing, Jesse?
All this well.
I'm happy to hear it. I got a story to tell you out of Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
So there's a fellow who lives in Hamilton. He lives in one of the worst parts of Hamilton. And he's installed probably about 8 cameras on his house because of how bad the crime is in his neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually become famous because he's helped about 70-odd police cases based on his surveillance footage. Just recently, though, the Ontario government has now decided he has to take down all of his cameras off of his property.
And why?
They're saying it's under the fortification law, which is a law used against gangbangers who protect their houses with security cameras. So they're using that statute against him to make him take down all of his cameras, even though he's helped the police with numerous problems.
And so is he going to take them down?
No, he's arguing it.
And will he win?
I don't know. Unfortunately, Canadian law favors the criminal.
Sound like U.S. law now. What race live in this community? Which race live in this community that he's living in?
Mostly junkies and crackheads.
No, which races? What race?
It spans the gamut.
Meaning what? You lived there before?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
No,
white.
Yeah, I lived in Hamilton for a few years. You're probably talking about Barton, aren't you?
Close to it.
Close to it, yep.
But you don't know what race live in that area, right?
Are you saying that area has become quite diverse?
Whites and blacks.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that sounds like it.
So do the blacks act the same way in Canada the way they act in America?
No, I guess they're a little less uppity.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, I wish this guy well, man. And in America, as you know, they don't want the law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. So they're doing all they can to stop that, too. And they're protecting the lawbreakers, not the citizens. Andy, thank you, man. That's a mess.
No, that's the same thing going on in Canada, is that if this guy can make a fool of someone and make a fool of the police, man, they don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. What a mess. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Oh, hold on. One more thing I'd say is A judge in Canada just ruled castle laws okay. So Canadians, keep your head up. You can kill a motherfucker. Oh, pardon me. I was about to swear.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can kill somebody if they're inside your house and they're threatening you.
So that's good news for Canada.
Well, that's better than better than LA. I mean, better than the USA. Thank you, buddy.
Well, I would just say God bless all your listeners, and God forbid that ever happens to any of y'all. But if you do, keep your head up.
Right on. Thank you, Andy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP, Jay-Z says handing out machetes to the homeless is like giving a 50-gallon drum of gasoline to a pyromaniac.
That's for sure.
Indeed.
What? Amazing.
Over on the Bond channel, Angela asks,
ask
Jesse, do you still do the silent prayer, or are you beyond that?
I always practice staying present. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice, Angela. Den T yesterday on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, gave a Christmas tree emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
And thanks again to Trustworthy, donation for the program.
Yeah.
Tom bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning, y'all. I noticed everyone is out there in the podcast world claiming they are trying to, quote unquote, speak the truth or get to the truth. But it's clear to me that they are completely lost, and really they are looking for thrills. The only truth I see is coming from this show, and I am grateful for it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Amazing. And thank you for your support. That's amazing.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Anthony L., big smile, open-mouthed emoji sticker thing. Thank you, Anthony L. Nice.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
3 coffees from Seeker before a thought takes shape. The room shows up a seamless whole. Everything is present, but nothing stands apart. No beginning to the table, no edge of the floor, no constructed sense of up, down, self, or other. It's the untouched space that precedes the mind's projections, says Seeker.
Thank you. I don't quite know what you're talking about, but thank you. You understand what he's saying?
I'm not sure.
Is it he or she?
I'm not sure of that either.
Okay, but you're not sure what he's saying?
Right.
The person's saying. Mm-hmm. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee, JLP. I really want you to get on the show or you're fired.
Amazing. The Great White Hope will fire you. Thank you.
Thank you for the request.
Thanks for the suggestion.
/ demand. Skip Log says, my life is about staying still and letting God have his way on this narrow road.
What is your life all about? That is an amazing question for today, and maybe even tomorrow. What is your life all about? Have you ever paused for a moment and thought to yourself, or said it out loud to yourself, what is my life really all about? Most people don't do it because most people don't pay attention to themselves. But you should do it, and you're going to be surprised what you're going to discover. Amazing. Thank you.
R. Galunas. Spot a sticker of a pair with a headband that shares a glass of coffee, a mug of coffee, presumably coffee. Looks a little bit reddish.
Thank
you. Might be wine.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a winky-faced smiling sticker.
Amazing.
Imported TV. I never got an allowance, says Imported TV, but our neighbors who were on EBT, their kids got allowance all the time. What a interesting.
Amazing. When I get to heaven, I'm going to have to ask my parents and my grandparents, why y'all didn't give me an allowance? Allowance. Am I saying it right?
Allowance.
Allowance. Why y'all didn't give me an allowance? The white folks doing it. And the uppity blacks are doing it with their kids. Where is the love? When I get to heaven, I ask. They did. Amazing.
Soma Specialist says, this is my first ever Super Chat, and I want Hake to personally read it correctly with the emojis, straight-faced, open eyes emoji, and itty-bitty small pinch emoji with a tan hand, maybe even a light-skinned black hand. Thank you so much, Specialist.
Thank you, Specialist. Amazing. I hope he did a good job for you.
I hope so, too.
Right on.
Taylor L. says, answer to the biblical question.
Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not?
I'm still affected by words because I haven't fully dropped my ego. I have found I'm less affected if I stay out of my head, though, says Taylor L.
Amazing. Thank you, Taylor. Taylor at, L. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Nice. And hey, Mike Young, hey, Jesse, imagine if that lady with the dog was black and the homeless
Ooh,
bum.
Who let the dogs out?
And the homeless bum was white and committed the sexual assault. I'll let you fill in the blanks, Jesse.
I know, man. Very good point. I wonder if that lady going to get rid of that dog now. Oh, lazy, no good dog. Allow her to be attacked. And it's just running around wagging tail, having fun. I guess the dog thought they were playing. Amazing. But thank you, Mike. Amazing point. Appreciate it.
Charlotte, oh, Sion bought a coffee. Jesse's dog back in the days growing up, Sweet Home Alabama. Was he a shepherd dog and was he a vicious? He was not good for being decorative like Mr. Sandman up top behind you. Oh, yeah, Mr. Sandman's in the picture on the screen there in the picture frame.
Where?
Sandy in the picture.
Oh,
photograph.
Here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Sandman looked like he got problems. He looked scared.
Yeah.
My dog, Tony, we did not keep Tony in the house. Now, Tony would run in the house in the morning when we opened the door. He'd run in there and play around, but we didn't keep it there. And Tony protected the house. When someone come by, he would yell and bark, and he didn't play, but he was a nice dog. Amazing. That's just, I'm sorry, amazing.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, unlike Europeans, African and black ancestors left absolutely nothing behind for us to admire. No buildings, churches, statues, cities, etc. The same people who built things then are the ones building things now.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Case is rested.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that, let me just peruse on Rumble. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas. I haven't said that today. Merry Christmas. And don't ask Hate to say it. He would say Merry SMAS. Right?
No, that's only for writing.
Oh, you don't say it.
You don't say Xmas.
Oh.
You write it.
And why do you write it?
Because it's faster and it's just equally as honoring of Christ.
But when you write X-M-A-S, aren't you taking Christ out of it?
Nope.
Because the first few words are C-H-R-I.
But in Greek, the first letter is X.
What?
In Greek, Christ's first letter was X.
Oh.
So it stands for Xmas.
And so you think you're in Greece?
When in Greece? I don't know.
I bet you Derek would not like that. You're taking the X, you're taking the Christ out of the beginning of Christmas by saying Xmas.
X means Christ.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It also signifies the cross.
He said, no, it's not, Hank, and you're doing the atheist work for them.
The atheists don't even say Xmas, they say holidays. Not realizing that holidays means holy days.
What do you think about this? This is Black Excellence.
Uh-huh.
And once upon a time, when men were men and boys were boys, and there were no so-called civil rights movement, black people were very independent. They thought for themselves, and they did for themselves, and they were not jealous of the white people, and they were not victims, and they did some incredible things. This is Black Excellence. I have an example of that here. Then I get to your calls. This is from African Archives. Speaking of black excellence, Roy Clay Singer, known widely as the godfather of Silicon Valley, is best known for his developing new software for HP computers and paving the way for other African Americans in the tech industry. Watching from NBC News.
In modern Silicon Valley, today's tech workforce is increasingly a rainbow of people. That wasn't the face of the valley back when Roy Clay went to work there in the 1960s. Clay is known as the Black Godfather of Silicon Valley, but his story is that of a man who scaled obstacles on his way to becoming a tech pioneer.
My dad was born and raised in a city called Kinloch, Missouri. This was a predominantly black town. I was right next to a predominantly white town called Ferguson, Missouri.
Now, his mother told him from his pre-teenage years that he should never let racism stop him. That it was something that he'd probably have to deal with his entire life.
Clay loved math and technology, so he applied for a job at McDonnell Aircraft Company in St. Louis.
He was told that the company could not hire him because they did not hire professional Negroes.
But Clay didn't relent. He applied again and was eventually hired. He then followed his next opportunity to the Bay Area as a computer programmer with Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Opportunity knocked again in 1965 when Clay was hired by David Packard himself to head Hewlett-Packard's software division.
Once the door was opened for him, he made it a point to keep that door open and bring in other people.
That's why they call him the godfather, the black godfather of Silicon Valley. Is because the people that he brought along.
Amazing. Well, ain't nothing excellent about, I wonder why black people think they always open the door for another black. Why don't you just live your life and let other people live their life? They want to get up and get a job, fine. If not, that's on them. Let them suffer. But amazing, the man went on and did something for himself. Amazing. Black excellence. 888-7753. So to the blacks who hate us, don't say I don't show anything positive about y'all. That was a positive black. Isn't that right, Hank?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like all that other mess about racism and... And my mama told me, you always have to deal with it and all that mess.
Yeah.
Mama lied.
Indeed.
Mama told me there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama told me. Remember that song?
My mama said.
You remember that song?
Yep.
Really?
Of course.
How does it go?
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said, mama said, mama said.
Amazing.
Nice.
Did you know that Eric, the new producer of the Punch of TV, Kurt, not Eric, my bad. Kurt was born after Michael Jackson died. And so he's not as familiar with Michael Jackson as we are.
He wasn't born after Michael Jackson died.
Am I right, Kurt?
I don't know when he died.
What is he, 12? What is he, like 13 years old? 12? 17?
Did you tell me you were not familiar with Michael Jackson?
No, I know Michael Jackson.
Who was it that you were telling me you were not familiar with?
I guess that'd be 18.
Oh, I think it was that he was, or maybe it was something else, but I remember we were talking, he was in like the sixth grade or something when Trump ran.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine that?
Whoa. In 11 years old.
I mean grade six, my bad.
What's the difference?
Around there, I think.
Grade six is Canadian, man. We're in America. Sixth grade.
Is that right, Kurt?
Yeah, middle school.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's wild. He was like 11 or 12, maybe. if he was old for his grade.
And that is the grade where your teacher told you about Trump?
Yeah, my one of my teachers, I forget what grade it was, but it was middle school. He let us watch the Trump debate with all the other Republicans in 2016. Ted Cruz, Mark Rupp, Jeb Bush, all the rhinos.
Wow.
And Trump just destroyed all of them, and ever since.
Well, a man among boys.
Yeah. But that, to me, was just so obvious that Trump's the alpha. And
yeah.
And my whole life, I'm just, it makes no sense to me how people just don't see that.
And you were in the sixth grade
Like sixth, seventh, eighth.
That's amazing. Yeah. And if you were in Canada, you would have been grade six.
I mean, in 2015 to 2016 was when those when he announced and he started debating all those people.
Yeah.
It became very obvious with that first debate. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Those phony politicians.
And I remember they had us in elementary school. I forget what grade. I was really young, like maybe seven. And they had us. It was the Obama-McCain election. And they had the class. I don't know why they had us, because we were so young. We don't know what's going on. But they had us vote Obama or McCain. And I chose McCain only because he looked like me. That was my thought process.
Nice.
I was like, he looks like me.
Racist.
I was like, who is this other guy? What is, he's not. He doesn't look like me. I don't want him. I'm going McCain.
That's funny. When I was seven, I was told Bush, the daddy, right, is like Reagan. So I told my mom, because my mom voted, a woman. I told her, vote for Bush. He's like Reagan. And so we voted Bush versus Dukakis. Similar type of story.
Amazing.
Crazy.
What good is it doing you to have a mama?
It's fun. It's nostalgic. And I get information. I stay up to date on what's going on somewhat.
Amazing.
Mother keeps the family together.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
That's the problem. That's not good. let me go to first-time caller out of Orlando, Florida. Richard, a first-time caller. Richard, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse Lee?
All is well, Richard.
How you doing today, brother?
All is well. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, man. Merry Christmas. I love your content. I found out about you a while ago. I was just watching you last night, man. One of my favorite ones is when you went to, like, the women's thing, and you were just going at them down there, man. You just hilarious. I love how you unapologetically yourself. You know what I mean? I don't agree with everything you say and all that, but, you know, that's cool because you're allowed to say whatever you want. And it's just funny how you was calling them out, because they was like, oh, we love everybody. And you was like, well, do you love the Great White Hope? And they was like, no. And he was like, well, you're sure to lie then, because you don't love everybody. and that was too funny, man.
What the?
I love the interview you did with Judge Joe Brown. That was great, man. I learned a lot.
Oh, I enjoyed that talk with him.
Oh, yeah. He said some information. I was like, wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Edgar Hoover was a black dude. I'm like, what? And I even told one of my white coworkers, because I'm black, and
black.
He was shocked, too. Yeah, I'm black. And I told my white coworker, and he was shocked, too, that it was like, oh, my God, that's a black dude. Then they made a movie, and it was a white man in the movie. I'm like, okay.
I didn't know he was a gay dude either.
What's that?
Yeah, you're talking about J. Edgar Hoover?
I heard he might be
part black or something, yeah.
I didn't know he was black until Judge Brown said it.
Yeah, so I was shocked, too. I was crazy. Like, he dropped a lot of bombshells during that interview, so that was very great, man. And I like a lot of your interviews that you do where people are disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? They handle themselves like gentlemen. You can have a talk and disagree on something, but you got to be respectful, you know, to everybody, man.
Yeah.
And I used to hate white people.
Richard, hold that thought for me. Let me take a quick break. Hold on.
Okay.
Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Christmas. I wish you all the best Christmas ever. And I do shout outs for you, personal shout outs. Birthdays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. What else? Encouragement, congratulations. Whatever the situation is, I'll do it for you. A personal shout outs. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? And also, don't forget to donate to help us hear what we're doing. And for those who are doing it already, thank you. Those who would do it, I appreciate it. Even our enemies. What the? Go to JesseLeePeterson.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can mail it, check a money order, make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and it's tax deductible, and send it to P.O. Box 350, that's Bond, P.O. Box 350-90, L.A., California, 90035. Or hit the QR code to support Bond. I do appreciate it, all right? Thank you in advance. Let me go back to first-time call out of Orlando, Richard. Orlando, Richard, you about to say you didn't like white people or something like that?
Yes, sir. I was going to say, you know, I used to be, like, super angry, man. I think it's, like, a really learned behavior. Growing up, like, I still live in the hood. I love the hood. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I would want to stay nowhere else, to be honest. I don't want people calling the police on me for no reason. Because I'm a big black dude with tats and stuff like that. I've been to prison, all kind of stuff. But I changed my life. Right, and recently, I became sober. I do have a business as well. I won't say nothing about that because you're not allowed to promote. But right. It's like I got sober about 8 months ago, like completely sober from everything. And so now my mind is a lot more clear, and I think that sobriety will help a lot of people to gain clarity on a lot of different things, because I was just angry for no reason, and I was mad at white people. I'm 34.
And so at one time you thought white people were your issue, your problem?
Yeah, I thought I blamed them for a lot of things. I thought that they, you know, I was like the typical black mentality, like, you know, white people, man, you got racism and systematic this and this and that. I mean, whether that's true or not, it don't really matter if you just focus on yourself and focus on your own growth. You know, you can overcome a lot of things. And I see a lot of people around me who are doing great as black people, and they don't have that mentality. Even one of my best friends, I was telling him last night, I'm like, bro, you never, ever thought like that. Now that I think back, like, you never thought about, like, stuff like that. He never mentions it or nothing. He owns a business. He owns a whole plaza. He's doing really great in life.
Yeah.
And he don't have that mentality. So I just feel like changing my mentality and continuing to work on my mentality
is going to take me very far in life. You know
amazing.
What I mean?
And right on, man. Yes, have you thought of forgiving your mother?
Absolutely. You know, I do have issues with my mom. I don't currently talk to her right now. I'm just kind of protecting my peace. They don't really respect me, you know what I mean, as a man.
Yeah.
Trying to overstep their boundaries when it comes to my children. I'm trying to parent her and my little sister, who is, you know, my sister is a gay woman. I respect, you know, her choice and everybody else's choices in life. But, you know, they just try to overstep their boundaries when it comes to my kids. I don't play about my kids. So I had to
right
kind of just cut them off, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely forgive
my mom.
I don't blame her for anything.
Did you forgive her for turning you away from your father?
Absolutely.
You told her?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We have some talks, but my mom's not really into having serious talks. Whenever my whole life, anytime I've tried to talk to her about anything serious, she says, like, she got a headache and she don't want to talk about it. So she just kind of brushes it off. She never had a serious talk with me before. She gets upset.
And so knowing that you need to forgive her, she couldn't help herself. When you went and told her you were sorry for resenting her, you realized she couldn't help herself. What did she say?
I mean, you know, we just kind of got off the subject. She doesn't really like to talk about those things. I think I'll try to revisit it again in the future, go to her and actually say those words.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially now that I'm sober, completely sober, and I plan on living a sober life from here on. It's like, I want to go and let her know, like, I'm sorry. I don't resent you. And use those exact words that you use and see how it does go. You know what I mean?
I promise you, man, when you can truly see, and it sounds like you're doing it, that it's wrong to be angry. Because angry, you're judging. And you're hurting yourself by being angry. And when you forgive her, because it came from her. It didn't come from white people. Your mother recreated her image by imposing herself on you, making you angry, turning you away from your father, and you became like what you hate. And once you forgive her because she couldn't help it, her mother did it to her. Once you realize, I'm wrong. Well, yes, what you did to me was wrong, Mom, but I'm wrong for resenting you. Whether she likes it or not, whether she admits you were wrong or not, it's on her. It has nothing to do with you. And don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive her, and God will forgive you. And everything is going to change even more so for you. It's going to be, your heart is going to be of love and not hate.
Well, I wouldn't blame my mother.
No, she did it.
But, you know, I mean, you raised by a village, especially me coming up. I'm 34, so I was raised different. I had one of them old school grandmas. I'm from Sanford. So, like, my grandma didn't play. You know what I'm saying? I was raised by my grandmothers and my whole family, my aunts and uncles.
Well, forgive
and it was just a collection of, you know, but it was a collection of trauma growing up like that. Like, you know, idolizing drug dealers and just the whole lifestyle of the hood, hating the police. For, like, no reason almost. It's just a whole lot of things. I wouldn't just put it all on my mother for sure. I love my mom. And,
have you forgiven your father?
Absolutely. We've had talks. Yeah, we've had talks a lot. I talk to my dad every day.
Right on.
You know, but he wasn't there, you know.
Right on.
Different things that he was going through in his life. You know, I don't know what he blamed it on, you know. But I'm able to see now that I'm dealing with women and stuff. And I was able to go back to my dad and say, dang, Dad, I see you now. It was hard for you, bro. Like you say, to deal with her, it probably was hard.
You know,
he probably wasn't doing right anyway. He wasn't doing right anyway. So I can kind of relate with him now. And I definitely forgave my father.
Right on.
For sure.
Amazing. Yeah. Before I run here because of time, man, is there one thing you disagree with me about?
I'll just say, you know, like kind of what you said, like kind of putting it all on the mom. And I don't know, just some of your beliefs, like your religious beliefs and stuff like that, I don't completely agree with, you know. That's all. I'm just strong in my own beliefs. I am a Baptist Christian and everything like that, so I try to live that way. But I can't even think of something specifically that I disagree with. I just like your content, man. I like everything that you do. And I respect your views in either way, if I don't agree at that point in time or whatever the case may be. I just love what you do, man. Keep doing your thing.
I will.
Keep doing your thing, for sure.
Thank you, Richard. And you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet? It gets clearer and clearer and clearer. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. You have a great day, brother. Happy holidays to you.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas. Sir.
Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. Amazing! See, he's black and he's waking up. You don't have to stay asleep. you can wake up. Let me go to Henry out of New York. Henry, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? I've called before.
Okay.
But just to recap, I'm 62 years old. I've had a life. I've heard you talk about your life. It seems like we have similar in terms of how we related to women all the life, dating pretty women because they're pretty. And, you were talking about today and I was in show business for a while. I got into personal training, all that kind of stuff. But I always had this connection with my mother. You know, my mother was my rock. My mother was, so I thought at that particular time. I raised to think that your mother is can do no wrong, even though she could be very, very cruel and mean and say certain things, and she tried to divide me from my father. They separated when I was very, very young, and she wanted me to hate my father. And as I got older and I saw that I was very confused and I went to therapy, I learned things like narcissism, which she is. I began working on myself, but it wasn't until I came to your show that you kind of put things together for me. My life fell apart about 10 years ago, and I moved back home with my mother. And actually a little over 10 years ago. And, I had avoided my family most of my life. I had left home when I went to college, and other than short sprints when I came back before if I needed a place, while I found an apartment in the city. I lived in Manhattan for many years, and then I lived in L.A. for 12 years. But my mother was always my rock. Even if we didn't understand each other, she made very good money. She could support me if I needed it. She was very generous. And so I never really had to fear anything in life because I knew my mother had my back, right? When I started listening to your show, of course, a couple of years ago, she became ill and I became her caretaker. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
And I became her full-time caretaker.
Oh, Lord.
And, she became very sick and I was here. And I was trained in my art. I was a chef and things like that. So, she had cancer. And so I felt, the honest truth is, and I'm being very honest here. I know I'm beta. I know I didn't feel that I could, handle myself in life very well.
Yeah.
And so I took the easier way out. And then when I moved back home, and though I was taking care of her, I always had a place. And she had retired at that particular point. She's 90 years old. And then I did the forgiveness. I forgave her. She got into a big argument when I forgave her. And after I forgave her, of course she would say, I ain't got nothing to be forgiven for. Nigga, you little nigga, you and your daddy, the two black niggas, y'all niggas is the one need to be forgiven. I'm working hard out here. You two niggas ain't worth shit. She could say very nasty things, out there screwing white women, that's what you love to do. You love white women. Because I never didn't get along with white people. I always got along with everybody. In fact, the truth be told, it's black people that I never got along with.
Yep.
Because
absolutely.
Because I was pretty, I had pretty hair and features and stuff like that. And, I'm growing up and I'm loving Prince and Michael Jackson and all that stuff. And my black people were more cruel when I was growing up than
black people. People don't really know the depths of how cruel black people are toward each other.
They're very cruel. They tease you mercilessly.
Yeah.
You never get a ground where you feel like you're supported unless you embrace all of the anger and you sit around and gossip and talk about people like they do, which I never was a fan of. I got into martial arts when I was very young, and I think God had a hand on me in terms of I was more drawn to the Buddhist faith and the Taoism than I was, Christian, because Christian church people were crazy to me. I mean, they were insanely rude.
You know, the women all wanted to sleep with you. I mean, if you wanted to find sex quick, go to church.
That's right.
All you had to do was, I'm 62 years old now.
Oh yeah, you said that. Okay.
And but here's a situation that I find myself in.
Okay.
You know, I have no career. I have no pension. I have no retirement. I have nothing coming. My mother is now in hospice. I have the house. She gave it to me, you know, because she got sicker, she couldn't take care of any of her business. So I began to take over all her business things, which I did for several years. Once I forgave her, I could see things more clearly. Once I didn't have anger,
yeah,
you know, I didn't respond to certain things she would say. They would just fall off me. I could see, but yet sometimes, like I'm finding now at the end, when she's not there cognitive, I have this, and this is the reason for my call, I have this complete fear, because you see, I don't get along with anybody in my family like that. Right, the whole thing. My dad is gone. Everybody is gone, and I have this intense fear of being alone. This is the thing I'm finding is the demon, or I should say, I'm not claiming that the demonic thought of I won't have anybody, and I won't, and it causes me to feel such grief, you know, because now I have to plan, you know, her funeral. You know, I'm planning it. You know, I'm getting ready. I'm facing all these things. I'm taking care of the bills, the hospice, the whole thing. And I don't mind, you know, it's just that, you know, I don't really know what to do. You know, I mean, I really, you know, all of my life that I, the dreams that I wanted all fail. I don't know what to do in a world that out there now, I'm petrified of what that is. And so what I'm calling to say is, you know, to just put that out there. If I was in LA, I would come and share it in one of them room talks, whatever. But I figure a call is just the next best thing.
And do you have a question or something about it?
Yeah, the question is, how do you deal with the grief of a mother? How do you deal with the feeling of loneliness and what your life will be in that particular situation? Because I hear you talk about your life, and your life was, you know, like when you say, it's unique. A lot of the people may not relate to the things you say. You know, that's why you have to preface it with, you know, I'm black, or, you know, this is what we did in them times. You know, or like, you know, the girl was fine. Like, everybody young may not know what fine is, right? They may not. I don't know if they still use that word, right? They still use fine. You know what I mean? When I was the thing, we would be like, is the girl vanity fine? That was if people didn't know who vanity was, you know, they thought.
Right,
you know, people who were younger was like, vanity, isn't that like a attribute? You know, no, that's a woman.
A woman named Vanity.
Right. The one that was with Prince, right?
Right.
So we would say, is the girl Vanity fine, or is the girl Jane Kennedy fine? But if the people didn't grow up in that era, they didn't know these women that that me and my compadres grew up with. Anyway,
but because of time, you want to know how to deal with grief and being alone, right?
Yeah, and what is going so forward? You know,
let me ask this. This let me answer this by asking this: who are you?
I want to answer the question, but I'm not quite sure I understand it. Like, what, you know, like what context? Like, you know, human, man. I don't know what that means.
So, who are you?
I feel like I am a spirit, you know, living in this life. I feel like I'm learning lessons. I don't know how to answer that in a one word sentence.
So then, when you say, I am afraid of being lonely, I'm gonna be alone because none of my family members I don't get along with, I'm afraid of this and that. When you say I am afraid, who are you referring to?
Oh, right. Well, I guess I'm referring to those thoughts. Those are thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, why are you calling those thoughts you?
Yeah, habit.
Absolutely.
Unconscious habit.
What would happen if you never call those thoughts you, or you never identify with the feelings or the thoughts or the feeling, and you never said, I am lonely, I am afraid, I am this, what would happen if you stopped thinking of you?
Well, right when you said it, it felt like, well, that would end that right there. because that's the emotional tie. That's the thing that brings the tears, you know?
So what would happen if you stopped doing that?
I think that it would probably happen is that they would dissipate. They would disappear.
So why don't you stop? So the illusion of self would disappear. Because you are not your thoughts. You're not the fear. You're not the emotions. It's not you at all. But because you're calling them you, it feel like it's you. Stop thinking so that you can be free. Because if you had the whole family in your life right now, if you had everything, you would still feel the way you're feeling now because you are identifying with a false self, the self that must die, the illusionary self that must disappear so the real you can appear. And you're going to see, and I promise you this too, you're going to see that there's no such thing as fear. Fear is just a thought. It's just an illusion. It's not even real.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I haven't listened a lot lately because, like I said, I've been taking care of my mom. But I remember watching one where you were talking about at the actual work of that, like when you wake up in the day, when you say, stick with it, stick with it, stick with it. What is that like? When you're going out in the day, thoughts come, right? You're getting all these things. What do you begin to say to them? Like, okay, so
nothing.
I'm going out in the day.
Nothing. Okay. You just watch them have no communication with them at all. That's what they want. They need a reaction from you, a so-called good or bad reaction, so that they can stay alive in you. But you go about your day. Let's say you go out over to see your crazy mama at a hospital somewhere, and the thoughts are telling you all these things about her and what's going to happen. You just watch those thoughts, go and face her, but don't respond to any thoughts or feelings that's in you. Be aware of them, but do nothing about them, and they will be taken away. You would die from them. They would disappear, and you would have perfect peace.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But you got to stop calling that you, the real you, Henry, does not have fear. The real you has perfect peace, but this false you is where the illusion of fear comes from. It's not real.
And it's so funny because when you're asking, I have all these questions coming up, but all the questions are based upon those thoughts.
Yes.
Absolutely. So they're trying to defend themselves through my questions, right? It's like, but what about, but what about?
Absolutely.
They
want to keep you in time where evil lives rather than they don't want you to be present, know where you are and what you're doing at all time, because that's what life is. That's what God is. That's what the kingdom of heaven is always right here, right now. But the evil want you to live in time, thinking about the past, thinking about the future. What if this happened or that happened or this don't happen? Mm-hmm. It want you in fear. So it doesn't want you to even hear what I'm saying now because it knows that if you ever get a glimpse of the truth, they're going to have to leave you.
Right. Understood, brother. Understood. Wow.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news. Hold on, Henry.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Oh, kinds of mess going on in this old here world. But there's some cleanup as well. Trump pardons. Oh, he announced a pardon for Henry Cuellar. Whatever. Cuellar. A Democrat who is not for the open borders in the Biden-Obama Part 3 administration went after him. And Trump pardoned him and his wife because it was targeting, alleges Trump. And that's all you need. Right on. And Sabrina Carpenter, that singer gal, she's all mad because the White House or, you know, there's some social media people in the Trump administration who are putting out these fancy songs and memes and things. And they don't like it because they're doing deportations and it's racist or inhumane or something dumb like that, right? What a mess. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's been two beautiful hours of black excellence, and it will continue into the third hour, into manhood hour. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them coming in, and it is hate news, not fake news. Whether you're young or old, old or young, you can call in. There is one line open. Those of you who are not already on hold or who have not already called in once today, one call per show per day, all right? One call per show per day. And anyway, commie nonsense. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, okay? After that, American Anchor Baby. And I don't know if we've mentioned, but Punchy TV is happening today. Punchy TV live with our new Punchy TV producer, Kurt. And of course, Derek, the black producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and last but not least, Bill, the awesome engineer. He's Gen X. Sweet. And then, of course, nice. So check out Punchy TV. And, of course, Men's Forum, third Thursday. That's tomorrow night. Men only. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, the first Thursday of the month, the 4th of December, AD 2025. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Adele donation. Not Adele, but Dell. Michael and Susan Dell of Dell Technologies announced they're donating $6.25 billion, with a B, to fund dollars, that is, to fund investment accounts for at least 25 million American children. The enormous pledge will go toward funding Trump accounts, an initiative set to launch in 2026 that would provide parents of newborns with $1,000 to invest on behalf of their child's future. Treasury Department set to deposit $1,000 into the account of every eligible U.S. citizen child born January 2025 through December 1st, 2028. The Dell's charitable gift will go toward children ages 10 and under born before the cutoff for the Treasury's funding. Nice, I guess. And glucose monitors, millions of glucose monitors from the Abbott Diabetes Care are providing users with incorrect readings, according to the FDA, in an alert on Tuesday. That was yesterday. Error has been linked with at least 7 deaths, allegedly, more than 700 serious injuries worldwide. If undetected, incorrectly low glucose readings over an extended period may lead to wrong treatment decisions for people living with diabetes, is the phrase, the liberal phrase nowadays, diabetics, such as excessive carbohydrate intake or skipping or delaying insulin doses. So said the FDA. Abbott Diabetes Care, warned that about 3 million of their products are impacted. They just don't make quality stuff anymore these days. Is it the people? Patients can visit freestylecheck.com to see if their sensors are affected and get a replacement for free. AT&T is committing to ending their DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Nice. And like I told you, by the way, the Chinese space mission, it ended in a crash. They wanted to have their booster land, but their reusable booster land, like Elon Musk's SpaceX boosters land, their rocket thingy-me-jigger things, during its historic first orbital test. But it's a challenge, and it crashed. It's no big deal in my opinion. Elon's stuff crashes too sometimes. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 3.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Don't forget to like these videos. I don't know if I mentioned that today. Like the videos. I don't want my producer yelling at me. Like the videos. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, for those who want to know themselves and overcome the fallen state. You can. You don't have to be you any longer. Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Merry Christmas, really. Enjoy your Christmas. This is the reason for the season. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around and just can't sit and watch the show as it's happening, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone no matter where you're going and what you're doing. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that we can have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy. But most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. He made it possible that you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to all of your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, third hour is we'll bring back the order of the truth. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children, and it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta! Beta male! A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I don't give a fuck.
I see.
Yeah, make me famous, bitch. Air Force, fucking Supreme Court justice, lawyer, do something, ho.
there I was, minding my own business.
I'm fucking sick of white people acting like you run shit. You don't run shit.
Let's talk about the white supremacists. Need to be kicked out of this country because I can guarantee you, I can track down more crimes that they've committed because overall, immigrants have a lower crime committal rate than white supremacists.
We need more men.
That's for sure. If ever we needed more men in the country, we need it now in the world. I'm sorry for all that cursing. Why y'all didn't take that out?
I used that one clip that had two curses there, my bad. I forgot to bleep the last cusses there.
Amazing.
The first ones were bleep.
What?
You were saying the first ones were not bleep, but they were. But that doesn't matter.
Oh, they were?
They were.
They were?
They were.
And why not the last two?
I used the wrong clip there.
Oh. That's Anchor Baby's fault. Don't blame it on the rain. Blame it on the Anchor Baby. What the? Anyway, amazing video, though. Let me go back to Henry out of New York. He's dealing with grief. How to deal with grief. So, Henry.
Hey, bro.
So...
Before we get started, don't sing no more, brother. Don't do that. Don't sing no more.
I got joy.
Don't sing no more. I almost hung up the phone. Just.
No, we're jealous.
I almost hung up the phone. Took my thoughts back. Hey, damn. He ain't no Sam Cooke, that's for sure. Anyway,
speaking of Sam Cooke, that man can sing. He did now, though.
Couldn't he?
Oh,
couldn't
yeah. But anyway, do you understand now that you gotta, all you need to do is stop, be aware of the thoughts and emotions if you don't catch it. If you catch the thoughts in time, you're not gonna have the emotion, but if you don't, you're gonna have emotion. Do you understand you gotta just be aware of them but not call them you?
Yes, I do. I understand that well. And while we were on break, you know, I'm thinking about that and remembering, you know, how... Like, I understand that with these big thoughts, these big fears that I share with you on the show today, but I remember you saying on the show, all thoughts are all lies all the time. I think that's how it goes. Right? So then I thought about, man, how ominous that is. I mean, I also heard one show where you talk about, you know, how difficult it was for you and how you went. And I can feel it in me now, how many thoughts are from the devil that I hold.
Yes.
You know, like the difference between the thoughts of, like, what my tasks of the day are, as opposed to the all these thoughts and angers about a million different things. And so my mind was almost getting fried. Just, you know, so my question was, when I was thinking about it, you know, do you recommend like a journal or something? I mean, what is it that everyone is doing?
Do nothing.
You know, do nothing. Okay.
Do nothing but be aware. And it's the awareness that will destroy the darkness. The light, which is awareness, which is the spirit of truth, will destroy the darkness, the thought, which are evil, and of their father, the devil. So stop obeying them. Stop communicating with them. Stop calling them you. Stop reacting to them. And just be aware. That's all you need to do. And then go about your day. Whatever you're doing around the house, oh, you got to go. But be aware and you will die from them daily. That's what Christ meant, the truth meant, when it says that your thoughts are not my thoughts, my ways are not your ways. It's all an illusion. It's of darkness and not of the light.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And I can see when you're talking with people, And people are getting drawn into anger. I'm now seeing how that anger is a part of those thoughts, you know, especially in this climate where I have built up a thing where it's me against them, right? You know, I voted for Trump. You know, I loved Trump. You know, I grew up in New York City. I met Trump. You know, I dug the guy. I thought he should run for president 30 years ago. The great white hope. But I'm now beginning to see how that division, you know, when I look at people and I'm judging them who did not vote for Trump, I'm judging people who believe in Obama I'm judging people that are gay. I'm judging people that are all the things that I feel are contributing to the downgrade of society. I'm judging them.
Playing God. And as long as you judge yourself and others, you would never know God. Satan would always, the spirit of evil will always be your God, not the true God. Yes. It'll be the little God, but it will always be. But I promise you, if you stop following thoughts, don't do anything that they say, and then don't react and don't respond, you will never judge again, no matter what. You will let people live the life that they want, whatever they want to do, that's on them, and it has nothing to do with you. And you're going to also see that it's not you against the world. You are not against anyone. You're just living your life. That will be made clear to you as well.
Right. Wow. All right, brother. I'm glad I called in, you know.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yeah, you know? Well, I do it more, honestly.
Well, all you got to do is stay with that then, and then during the day, be present by always knowing where you are and what you're doing, because you could be at the hospice place with your mother, but your mind would be somewhere else. Always keep your mind where you are.
Where you are. That's very, you know, I know with the Christian, but that also sounds like very Zen, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a, when I heard that, before, like when I practiced martial arts, like when I studied, you know, to keep your mind present, you know, focused. It sounds also very, like, kind of like a Zen thing, you know, but I'm just saying, it just reminded me.
Who is Zen? I don't know him.
I know. And you old, that's why.
I'm too old to even know Zen.
you too old to know what Zen is.
That's right. But just keep your mind where you are. And the way you do that, just simply be aware of where you are at all times, rather than being your physical location. Your body is physically in one location, but your mind is somewhere else. Bring it back to you. That's all you need to do, and it will change by itself. You can't change it.
You know, you bring me a story. I've forgotten this. Years and years ago, I had to go to a hospital. I thought I was having a heart attack, right? And they found out that it was what they call a panic attack, an anxiety attack that I had. And I was rushed to the hospital, and I'm in the hospital, and they got the tubes, and this really sweet lady, she was like an angel. She came in, and she said, "Son," and she said, "How you doing?" And I said, "You know, I'm all, you know, nervous." She said, you had an anxiety attack. Your heart and everything is fine." She said, "Here's what I want you to do. This is better than therapy. You can better than other things." He said, when you start having anxiety, bring your presence back to your body. Look over there and start naming things. That's a wall. That's a shelf. This is my toes. This is my hand. And it will bring you out of that anxiety." And I thought she was completely insane when she was saying this. But yet that proved it when I was on a subway once. I used to have a claustrophobia. And when the subway train was
stopped.
Make a long story short. When I'm having that, I pull it back to the prop. I'm sitting here. I'm doing this. I'm breathing, right? I pull it back to the moment, and it pulls you right out of the anxiety.
That's all you got to do. Stay present.
All right, but I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
And so just practice staying present. And those spirits, those dark spirits that made a home in you, they're going to have a fit. They're going to yell at you. They're going to say things like, "Where's God now? God is not helping you. God is." They're going to say all kinds of things because they want you to react so they can stay in you. Evil lives in human bodies, minds and bodies, right? And they don't want to leave there. They have to find somebody else to go live in if they have to overcome you. So don't call it you. You'll be fine.
Okay, brother. I appreciate that so much. I'll call back sometime. Let you know how things are going.
Yeah, let me know how it's going.
Okay, bro. Thank you so much, Jesse.
And be glad that none of your family members are in your life, because especially now that your mama died, they're gonna try to rip off everything you got.
Yep. They're already suggesting such things.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Oh, you're right on that, brother. Right on that.
So don't let them back in your life. It's not love. All right.
Thank you, brother.
All right, buddy.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Todd is the first time call out of Washington State. Todd, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
All is well, Todd.
I'm a huge fan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I had a question about, I heard you talking about Jesus the other day to a different caller and him being separate from God, like a different person than God. And I grew up Christian, and I always thought that it was, you know, strange that they called him one person, you know, God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And it made sense what you were saying. So I just wanted to get some clarification. Like, do you think that Jesus is still the Savior and just a different entity than God?
Jesus is the Son of God. And so the Spirit of the Father was in the Son when he was walking the earth. And through the Son, the Spirit of truth was working to get things done. Absolutely. But Jesus is not God. He is the Father.
He is the Son of the Father. Okay. And he was still the Savior. Still, you still believe that he was the Savior?
What do you mean by Savior?
Like that he died for our sins and like the atonement, like we're able to be washed clean of our sins through his atonement and death?
Well, he definitely conquered death. And as a result, he bought us back. He bought us back from the devil because the devil owned all human beings because they were of their father, the devil, right? They had no love. They were just evil like they are today. And Christ came, and the devil took Christ in, but he had no right to Christ because Christ had not done anything wrong. So he didn't own Christ at all, but he took him in anyway. And that was the plan so that through that taking Christ in, Christ can conquer death, and now we're all free from death.
Okay. But the sin part of it, is that something that you disagree with on there? I'm just curious. I know you heard about talking about living outside of sin.
Well, sin is any man or woman who has anger, resentment, which is evil of the heart.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why when you admit that you're evil, because all angry people are evil and stupid and blind, right? When you can admit you're evil, that's what sin is. You're confessing your sin. I am wrong. I'm evil. I'm judging myself and others. And in that very moment, things start to change for you.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess I was just confused why the church ever thought that to put it together into one person. Like, I don't understand why that was taught for so long.
Because they're lost and cannot see. They have no idea what they're talking about, and they're just repeating what someone else said. They do not see it for themselves.
Interesting. And when you were a reverend, you taught that theology that they were, the theology that you were just talking about?
I don't know what a theology is.
Oh, sorry. The doctrine you were just talking about.
I don't know what a doctrine is.
Whatever you were just saying, the message that you were just saying.
I point people back to the source within that can teach them all things.
Okay.
You have within you a teacher, and he will teach you all things. But the problem is, people won't look within and allow the real teacher, the true teacher, to teach them all things.
And that's God?
The teacher is the Holy Spirit, which came from God.
Okay, yeah. We learn on earth through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
Most people don't.
Well, thank you.
Most people think that the Holy Spirit is some type of emotional reaction. And so they dance and they run and they cry and they fall on the floor and they feel good. And then they get up and they go home and then they cry.
Right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm trying to. I thought that I have, but sometimes I still get angry. And so I don't know if I've fully forgiven her.
Have you gone to her and apologized for resenting her for what she did to you?
Not specifically. I haven't said that to her, no.
And so why do you think you have forgiven her if you haven't gone to her and forgiven her?
That's a good point. I don't know.
That's a question.
Yeah, no, because I internally forgave her, but I hadn't talked to her myself. So.
And why not?
I guess I'm afraid to.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
And why are you afraid of your mother?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Because you hate her. Yeah. Anyone that has anger has hate, and in hatred, there's fear. You're afraid of the person that you hate.
That's fair. Yeah, that makes sense.
Why don't you shake in your boots and go and forgive her for what she's done? Don't ask her for forgiveness. Human beings don't forgive. We admit that we were wrong, and God forgive, but we got to admit we're wrong. Go to her and apologize for forgiving her. I mean, for what she's done to you, turning you away from your father and creating you her image.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's, I definitely will. Thank you.
And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
No, I guess I haven't, no.
And why not?
The same reason, I guess I'm afraid.
And so how would God forgive you and draw you into perfect peace if you don't go and forgive them?
Yeah, you're right. He can't. Yep.
And did you believe that Jesus was God at one point?
Yeah.
Why did you believe that?
Well, I was taught that, and, you know, it never really made sense to me, but it was just what I was taught in the church.
Yeah. What good has it done you to believe that?
None. I haven't had any positive or negative from that belief, but I have had positives from believing in Christ as my Savior.
You don't believe in Christ. You believe about Christ, but you don't believe in Christ.
What do you mean?
Why do you think you believe in Christ?
Well, I believe that he died for our sins and was resurrected.
So you believe about him. Why do you think you believe in him?
Well, I believe that he can save us from sin.
So you believe about him. Why do you think you believe in him?
I guess I'm not sure. I think that he was a real person and that he existed. I'm not sure.
So you believe about him. Why do you say you believe in him?
I'm not sure.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. amazing.
amazing. Believing about Christ is just a belief about Christ. And a belief about Christ would never cause you to believe in him. A belief about God is just a belief about God. And to believe about God and Christ is keeping you away from them, from knowing them. You got to let go of all belief.
Interesting. Okay.
You got to stop believing or thinking about God or Christ. Thinking about them is keeping you away from them.
Okay. How do I get closer to them then? That seems kind of counterintuitive.
What?
That seems backwards. How do I get closer to God and Christ then?
Have you gotten closer to them by thinking about them?
I guess not, no.
Stop thinking then. And see what happens.
Okay.
Thinking about them has not worked. You still fear your mother. You're afraid of your father. You're afraid of women. You cry at night. You get lonely. But yet you believe in it about God and Christ. And
that's
doing you no good.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Why don't you stop thinking about them? What would happen if you stopped thinking about them?
I'm not sure. Probably it would help me be less fearful.
Why don't you stop thinking and find out?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Are you doing the silent prayer morning and night?
No, I'm not sure. I haven't heard it yet.
How are you going to get better if you don't start working on yourself?
Yeah, no, I'd like to. I just I don't want to work in the wrong direction.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, go do the silent prayer, rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer, morning and night, and practice during the day to be aware. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. Go shaking in your boots and forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You turned me away from my father. You imposed your will on me. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. You were wrong, but I know you couldn't help it. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. Don't let her come live with you or anything, but just don't resent it. And that's what it means to honor your parents. It's not to resent your parents. Don't be angry at them. They could not help themselves.
Okay.
And forgive your father. You can ask your father, why do you protect me from my mother? And you'll see he made a baby with his mama. Your mother is just like his mama, and he didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah, you're right. And I do resent women because of it, for sure. You're not wrong.
All men resent women. There's not one. They hate women. And women, because they resent their mother, the woman is their god. And that's why they don't know what to do with them but have sex with them.
Interesting. Yeah, you're right. All right, well, I'll start there, and I'll look up the prayers. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes.
I definitely will. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate your help.
You got to face your mother, man.
Yeah, I got to go shaking in my boots, like you said.
And stop thinking about Jesus or God.
Yeah, that one's going to be tough.
The thinking about them is what's keeping you away from them.
You mean like even like praying to them or anything like that? I guess I'm not 100% clear.
You know how when thoughts come about Jesus and thoughts come about God, let them pass.
Okay.
Don't communicate with them. Don't believe that you're believing in God or Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them pass, and you shall know the Father, and you will know the Son.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Do you know the distance between you and Christ? The distance between you and God?
No.
Thoughts,
yeah.
They keep you away. They stand between you and Christ.
All right. Well, I'll work on not having those thoughts. That's good advice.
And just watch them, all right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, man.
All right, will do. Thanks. I'll give you a call back.
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, you too. Merry Christmas, Jesse. Thank you. You're amazing.
Amazing. Take care now.
Amazing. All right.
Bye. Amazing. There's not one Christian man or woman, male or female, whatever color, that know God or Christ by thinking about him. Not one. Not one. Before I go back to the call, it is Manhood Hour. And I want to know, and then I get to your calls and super chats here. I want to know, what do you think about this situation that happened at the mall? Really, what do you think about this? This is from Grok. Is that right, Grok? Oh, I gotta do a break right now. What the treasure? When I do the break, I'll come back and get to. I'm gonna show you this and then your calls, bro. We're gonna move as many calls as possible. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Pules.net. And I'm gonna get to your super chats and everything right after this break. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. The guy with the good hair. And he ain't afraid of no blacks. And he white. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. On fire. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 p.m. today, a busy day, Punchy's TV. Punchy TV. Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV. A brand new episode you do not want to miss. All right. And then tomorrow night, the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Miss Form. Last one for the year on a Thursday night. Every first Thursday night of the month. I can't wait. They are always amazing. And then the ladies, the third Thursday night of the month. Get ready, ladies. You know your assignment for this month. I don't want to hear anything but reactions. Meaning, what do you realize from them? All right? I want to show you this video really fast. I just want to know what you think about this. This is from Grok. This post shares a video of a chaotic physical altercation among black individuals at a U.S. mall where a white woman comforts their crying infants. These people fighting, so they left the children unattended. And the white savior came in. Watch this from X.
Hey, out the door! Now!
Hey!
Out the door!
Hey!
Oh, you know, I'm playing with the shade! Where are you taking my kids? Where are you taking my kids? Oh, okay. I got my kids. Ain't talking about name. I got my kids. Ain't talking about name.
Amazing, huh? You can't take the blacks anywhere nowadays. And the white people got to come in and save them. This is not going to change. And it is changing for those blacks who have started to really examine themselves as an individual. And they're going and they've forgiven their mothers. and returning to the fathers, the men and the women. But for those who are not, that has nothing to do with slavery. It has nothing to do with Jim Crow. And it has nothing to do with white people. That's the spirit of evil that's been passed down through them, to them, from their mothers and grandmothers in a lot of cases. What a mess, huh? In the mall, they fight everywhere now. Everywhere. And the white lady got both little black babies on her hip. What the? And they hate the very people that come and try to save them. What a sad way to live. Grok is also reporting. Another viral video shows a black female, it says woman, but female, questioning the lack of black Santa Claus decoration in stores like Walmart and Hobby Lobby, framing it as a DEI oversight during early holiday shopping on December 1, 2025. Watch this from X.
I got a bone to pick this year because I didn't went to Michael's, Hobby Lobby, and Walmart today, and I have not seen one black Santa. Now, I don't know what's going on with all this DEI business, but Santa, black Santa, is missing in action, and we need to find him. I ain't going to Target, so I can't check Target. But I'm going to Marshall's next, and I better see a black Santa somewhere.
What a heifer. If you want a black Santa, put him up in your house. Nobody is required to have a so-called black Santa. Santa Claus is white, lady. A fat white guy from the North Pole or the South Pole. He ain't black. If you want your black Santa Claus, buy you one and put them up at your house. You cannot go to these stores and judge them because they're not into your DEI mess. They're not in your DEI mess. What a mess, huh? Black people, you are your own problem. Nobody else is. If you clear your mind, the rest will follow. Your mind is screwed up. Angry people are stupid people because their little god, Satan, is stupid. The nature of Satan is stupid. It's stupid to be walking around looking at somebody's business for a black Santa Claus. That's dumb. But when you're angry, dumb seemed the right way for you. Seemed to be right. Be quiet, Hank. Hank can tell me the real Santa. The real Saint Nick was Greek, of course. Greek is not at the North Pole. Eric Kurt, is he from the North Pole or the South Pole?
North Pole.
The real Santa Claus did not come from Greek, James. He came from the North Pole. This is Manhood Hour. I want to show you what a real man is. I want to show you what a real man is. Watch this from New York Times. The Great White Hope. I call him the Great White Hope. They said President Trump unleashed a xenophobic tirade against Somalian immigrants during a cabinet meet on Tuesday, calling them garbage. He does not want them in the United States. This is a real man. This is. Some people call him amazing. The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies, worshiping him. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. This is Manhood Hour. Here's an example of a real man. Watch this from X.
Somalians ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars. and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it.
I rest my case. Now, these are the kind of white folks I know growing up. They were not afraid to speak the truth. And they did it with love. And I want you, white folks, take note, Donald Trump is white. And in this particular case, he's talking about black people. And not afraid. And nor is he angry. And he's telling the truth. You don't want these people in your country. These people don't have the same mentality you have. They came from asshole countries, and they bring their asshole ideas here, and they rip off America. And now if somebody else want to say, oh, you just saying it because they're black and you hate them, let them say and think what they want. They have a right to be wrong, and you have no right to judge them for being wrong, but you should not be afraid. Fear not, the spirit of truth has no fear. Isn't that amazing? And they call him king. 888-7753-773. This is the kind of president we always need for this amazing country. Making America great again. Making America safe again. Tawana is out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my mind. Tawana, you are on the air.
How you doing?
All is well.
Good. Well, I want to answer your biblical question.
Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not?
Well, now I'm not affected by words. There was a time I was.
And why were you at a time?
Well, why was I affected by words at that time?
Yes.
Well, because I was in my fallen state. I was lost. I didn't, that was taught to us coming up. I'm originally from Alabama. And they would teach us, stand up for yourself. You know, I have older parents, you know.
Well, she my parents, black.
I'm black. You know?
Amazing.
Yeah. So I would, you know, you just felt like it because you had to prove a point. But really, it's not who I really was, but you just felt like you had to do that to be accepted. You can't just be a wuss and not stand up for yourself. But now I knew that since I've started working on myself,
yes,
I knew that the change was happening without me trying to change myself because my sister-in-law, she's white.
She white.
And my brother, he's still beta. But at the same time, he wanted me to do something for him. And I did it for him. But before I did it, I asked him, I said, have you checked with your wife? Because I knew the type of relationship he was in. So he was like, no, I'm good. I said, you sure? So he said, yeah, I'm good. So I did it. And then when she found out about it, she called me and she blessed me out. I mean, I'm talking about she blasted me.
White people don't know what blessed me out. It means she cursed me out.
Right.
Okay. She cursed,
yeah, she
didn't bless you. She cursed you.
not blessed, but when I say blast, well,
I know what it means, but white people don't know.
Okay. Well, she went enraged. So I was like, could you calm down? Could we talk about it? You know, just trying to keep her calm.
Right.
She wouldn't. She just immediately just said what she had to say, and she hung up on me. So I knew at that point, I said, okay, working on myself is really working. Because normally, I'm black. I would have went off on her.
Did she call you nigger rah-rah?
No. Oh, she didn't. She didn't say that. But even if she would have,
yeah.
I believe because the thing she was saying was so mean, and my brother was trying to calm her down, but she was so combative. I was like, oh my God. I was just loud. But I saw who she was. I didn't see it as her. I just seen the evil spirit in her.
Yes.
So I was like, yes. Okay. And when I remained calm in that and didn't blast her back, and because normally I would have, and I remained calm, and I said, wow, this is working. So, you know, that's the reason why I can say now, that's why I'm not affected, because I'm working on myself. I'm trying to stay in the present, and I'm trying to, you know, I do my silent prayer every morning and every night, and I watch service on Sunday. So it's like, it's not me doing it. I know it can't be because me, I would act out. But, you know, just staying present indeed keeps you calm. So I didn't act out then. So I was proud of what came out of that.
Amazing. Well, I want to put my little two cents in, but I got to wait until Sunday. But I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay, I will, Jesse. And you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. So your brother is married to a white woman?
He is.
And he's black?
He's black.
And he can't even handle a white woman?
No.
You know he better.
What? Let me know. He need to go forgive his mom and his dad.
He need to do it in a hurry. He can't even have no white woman.
No, he cannot.
Where are the white women? What a beta.
He's indeed a beta. Oh, that's so funny.
Amazing.
But hopefully over the holidays he could go and forgive my mom and my dad. But every time he go around him, I can see him shaking in his boots. So
of course.
I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Anytime soon. But if he wanna stay in his hell, let him stay in his hell.
Yeah. Leave him right in his misery and don't judge him.
I'm not.
Yeah. All right, Tawana, thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. You too.
I'll be waiting to hear it.
Right on.
Okay.
Take care now.
You too.
He's married to a white woman. He's scared of it. He black. What the? The fellowship. She mentioned the fellowship. Check it out, folks. It's amazing. You can podcast, and all are welcome. Meeting doors open at 10:30. Meeting starting at 11 Pacific time, AM. And 2 p.m. Eastern Time, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Podcast, they are amazing. Amazing. Super chat.
Skip Log over on YouTube. Crazy will beat you and turn around and beat the army she built against you. Forgive her, because she got the heebie-jeebies from her daddy, Satan, says Skip Log.
Amazing. I haven't heard that in a long time, heebie-jeebies.
It's a good word.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to Mr. Pink Builds, been a member for 6 months, says, working in the afternoons now, so I be missing JLP Live these days. Love and miss all y'all. Quote, who are you? Unquote. Silence. What the? Merry Christmas, folks. 07 salute.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for your support. And tell that job you want to get back on night shifting so you can come on back home. Amazing. Thank you.
Emilio bought a coffee.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse and experts, have you heard that in the Dominican Republic they had rejected Islam? The Allahu Akbar people try to build a mosque, but the people from the country shut it down. What a mess, says Emilio.
I did not hear about that, but that's amazing. Nobody wants that mess in their country. Allahu Akbar, didn't they? Amazing. What? Thank you.
Pow Pow Paula, welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron says, great calls today.
Amazing. Seeking. They want to return to the Father, the men and the women. Amazing. Thank you.
Triple Order 5000. Hello, D-Live. Scrunch face with tongue sticking out. Crazy winky face with tongue sticking out. Really crazy face with tongue sticking out. Crooked. Sad. Bambi eyes. Cringe. Straight face with eyes closed. Straight face. And zipped lip.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if we could get together to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya. I ain't done much healing. Hello. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Triple Order 5000. Walking Roscoe sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Right. Very on. Nice. Thank you. Walking Roscoe.
Walking Roscoe.
Marking?
Walking Roscoe.
Thank you. Walking Roscoe. I appreciate it.
And shout out to Gregatron, who says shout out to the white woman's for saving that black baby from its black mother. Also, let's use the black Santa woman for Female Monday.
Look like that white woman would have been afraid to pick up those two black babies and put them on her hip with those black people right there fighting, knowing that they ain't white people. What the? And she up there with two black babies on each one of her hips and a bunch of angry black people right there fighting. Those people would have even turned around and beat her up. What the? She lost her mind.
Something else.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chirp Alerter 5000, Games for Rec, Aries 1, Potleaf, Groovy Monkey, Kid Combo 1, Misty, Super Dave, Cactus Eater Bear, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew.
Shout out and thank y'all. Amazing.
And of course, shout out to Pastor Chatelet, Age of Inversion, and so many others there on the Rumble crew, monthly supporters.
Shout out and thank you all and Merry Christmas.
And of course, the YouTube supporters on the three different YouTube channels. That's cool.
Right on. Thank you all.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Craig out of Minnesota. Craig, you are on the air.
Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Thank you, Craig.
Listen, I just want to say...
You live in Minnesota. That's where the Somalians are, right?
Yeah, no, that's what I want to talk to you about.
What?
Listen, the Somalians... The Somalians are hated by both the whites and the blacks in Minnesota. And
well, black people hate everybody.
Black people, yeah, black people hate everybody.
No.
But they really hate the Somalians. The thing is that the Somalians have taken over apartment buildings, huge chunks of Minneapolis, and they don't have police coverage. They have tribal police. They have tribes. And the thing is that basically it's Mogadishu in Minneapolis, and the police are too afraid to go in there. And the thing is, like, the only people defending Somalians right now are liberal white women, and the thing is like the rest of Minnesota don't want these people, and the thing is like it's just like I don't understand, and this is why I listen to you every day, Beta, and just to get myself aligned because I can't. I don't understand how liberals can defend these people. They don't work. They don't learn the language. They're basically promoting Islam, and they have prayer towers and they have mosques everywhere. It's basically an invasion. And I don't think people don't quite understand it, because the liberals have told us that if we don't agree with this, we're racist and we're evil.
I got to hang up, but I got to tell you, for the folks that don't know, we're talking about this happening in the United States, folks. This is not happening in Somalia. They're taking over your country, and you're afraid of being called racist. Craig, thank you, man, and I really appreciate the input. When you get a chance, call me back on this again.
Thanks, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What a mess. What a mess. My country is gone. Don't worry. The Great White Hope going to ship the Somalians back. You can bank on that. He don't want to be in his country. Stealing and carrying on like that. Allahu Akbar, all that mess. Stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show them. So the Hake Report is coming up now. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. And after that, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I mean, no, Punchy. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Super Chats, and everything. Don't forget to donate. It's the end of the year. Taxi Decimal as well. Brad Brady out of Arizona. William, number 7. Is that a name? His name, number 7? Oh, number 7 out of California. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. And the call that just dropped, I'm out of time. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, not only is it Bible Thumper Thursday, it is Miss Form. It's the Miss Form. Take care, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. The Hake Report is coming now. Get on that straight and narrow. Just stay there. I promise you, if you stay there, you will not be disappointed. Take care now. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.